number of years ago, I took a group of college students to Chiapas, the southernmost state of Mexico, for a visit to the Wycliffe Bible Translators Jungle Camp. Here we observed missionaries being trained in the technique of living in primitive conditions. They learned how to build houses, ovens, chairs, beds, all out of materials available in the jungle. I reflected on that experience many times. If that same creativity could be used by the average couple in America, what could be accomplished? People are instinctively creators. The museums of art and industry located across the world bear visual witness to human creativity. We are made in the image of a God who creates, and we who bear His image have tremendous creative potential. The couple who will exercise this creativity in financial matters will find significant assets. Sewing, refinishing used furniture, recycling others' discards, and painting your own house can do wonders for your budget. In this chapter, I want to challenge you to apply your creativity to the manner in which you spend your money. When I was growing up, my father often said, "A dollar saved is a dollar earned." He was not using that adage to encourage me to put a dollar in the bank. He was encouraging me to compare prices before I bought something. If I could buy the same item for a dollar less in the store next door, I'd saved a dollar, which was just as significant as working to earn a dollar. Dad was teaching me to shop, not simply buy. Taking the time to compare prices goes against the grain of many men. I don't want to spend half a day shopping. I want to go in a store, buy what I want, and get out, is their philosophy. If a man has unlimited resources, then that philosophy is feasible. But if finances are tight, that philosophy is irresponsible, is a disservice to his wife, and will likely lead to conflicts in the marriage. I believe that creative spending could radically change the climate of your marriage. I present the following ideas in an effort to stimulate your creativity about how to get more for your dollar. This chapter is not written for the wealthy. In fact, the person who has unlimited resources is probably not reading this book. This chapter is for the couple who have average or modest income, but who constantly struggle with having enough money to meet the needs of the family. Discount shopping. In most towns, there is a good store that sells items cheaper than all the rest. Why not buy your groceries there? Typically, these discount stores, whether they're called that or not, will save you money.